There's a small black CD case just above the desk in my office that contains a particular kind of music.
Another 100 people just got off of the train and came up to the ground while another 100 people
show tunes.
Just got off of the bus.
This case, of course, Stephen Sondheim's Company. Those of us who love musical theater like to ask each other questions like, which original cast version do you prefer, New York or London? I mean, Dean Jones or Adrian Lester? Now, in New York City, there is an exhibition at the Lincoln Center Library for the Performing Arts that celebrates the history of original cast recordings. The exhibit room is a treasure of memorabilia, filled with discs from Edison cylinders to the compact variety, as well as sheet music, photographs, and album covers. Our friend, independent producer, and theater composer, Jeff London, brought along his microphone and took a private tour with the exhibit's creator.
Hi, I'm Kevin Winkler. I'm the curator of the exhibition entitled Original Cast Recordings here at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts. The idea for the exhibition was to look at how recording technology has intersected with the Broadway musical and to show, hopefully, how as technology has changed, it's changed the way we've listened to the music of Broadway. We wanted to start first with some of the major titles of their day around the turn of the century. Shows like Floridora that were wildly popular, and many of their numbers were recorded and recorded often. But the concept of the cast album really didn't exist at that time. Our sound installation features 36 performances that we felt were key for a variety of reasons. We wanted to give an historical overview, include some indelible performances, and also show some rarities.
They go together like sunny weather.
One of my favorites, John Steele, who was the Ziegfeld tenor in a number of Ziegfeld Follies shows. This is from Follies of 1919, singing A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. Recording from Showboat, Paul Robeson, of course, originated the role of Joe in the London production in 1928 and recorded the song a number of times. This recording that we've used is with Robeson and Paul Whiteman and his orchestra doing Old Man River, and it really swings.
Old Man River, that Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing, he just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling.
It was Oklahoma that really established the practice of recording a cast album with the original cast.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Oklahoma was such a huge hit. This sold over 1 million copies, which is a staggering figure for that period. I think there were 8 to 10 songs on that set. It was so successful that several months later, Decca brought the cast back into the studio and did volume 2 of the recording and picked up all the songs that weren't included in the first volume. This is the section of the exhibition we call Broadway and Your Living Room. With the success of Oklahoma, this field of recordings really exploded. And all of the major labels got on board. RCA, Columbia, Capitol Records all began to record major shows in the mid to late 40s. And we've displayed some of the beautiful 78 album jackets here.
And all another rope, dang another show. In Philly, Boston, or Baltimore, a chance for stage folks to say hello. Another opening of another show. Another.
When we get into the LP era in the 50s, one of the giant names of that period, of course, is Goddard Lieberson, who was president of Columbia Records and was really instrumental in recording so many major shows.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live.
There was a period of time in the 40s and 50s and into the 60s when Broadway music was pop music. These albums went routinely to the top of the charts. So we went into our Billboard files, and this chart from March 1958 includes at the number one spot the original cast recording of The Music Man.
76 trombones led the big parade, with 110 cornets close at hand. They were followed by rows and rows of the finest virtuosos, the green of every famous band. 76.
Very often, pop performers would devote an entire album to a particular show. So we've displayed here a few examples of that with the Liberace South Pacific album. And my personal favorite, Diana Ross and the Supremes sing and perform Funny Girl.
Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Keep those clouds away.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a bowl of butter. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade?
With the new medium of the CD, with a running time of approximately 80 minutes, you can really begin to include just about every piece of music from a show on a disc.
More light. Color and light. There's only color and light. Yellow and white. Just blue and yellow and white. Look at the air, miss. See what I mean. Oh, look over there, miss. That's done with green.
We wanted to end the exhibition by bringing it right up to today, and we selected a show that is currently running on Broadway, and that's the 2002 Tony Award-winning Best Musical, Thoroughly Modern Millie. And we visited the producer of that cast recording, J. David Sachs, who was very gracious and shared with us his annotated scores, his notes, very detailed notes, some correspondence, photographs from the recording session.
But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern.
Check your personality.
Everything today makes yesterday slow.
Better face reality.
It's not insanity, says Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob
raise your
hair.
Skirts and bob your hair.
It was a labor of love for all of us who worked on the show. Our passions for this music are intense because the music is intense. The performances are intense. And what struck me in working on this show was how the music touches so many people from a variety of backgrounds, a variety of ages. Everyone has strong memories and feelings of this music.
Another 100 people. From The Show Company, one of my favorite cast albums, Kevin Winkler is curator of the exhibition on original cast recordings at the Lincoln Center Library for the Performing Arts. It will be open until September 6th. Jeff London produced this story. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.